us. Everybody in the whole wide world, everybody needs Jesus. Everybody has a right to know.
Well, I'd like to welcome you to another edition of our podcast. You can probably tell my voice sounds a little bit different this week than it has in the past. And I'll go ahead and apologize right now up front. I may get into a coughing fit. And that's because I am recovering from being sick. On Tuesday, I had probably what was the best language day ever since we've been here. I went out with one of my college friends that's here in town. He's from America here until Thanksgiving. He and I went out. We got haircuts. Had a real good conversation with the guy cutting my hair, and his sister was in the shop. I had met them both before, so they've been able to see an improvement in my language. We went out over on the other side of the river. There's a piazza. It's spelled P-I-A-C, if you're interested about that Serbian word. But we went over to the piazza on the other side of the river. He was looking for a man bag, a merce, a male purse, I don't know what you want to call it, a satchel, not a backpack type thing to carry around. Most of the men here carry around like a little man bag type thing, and he was looking for one of those. So he asked me, well, he didn't ask, I kind of asked him if I could go along with him just to look around over at that piazza, see what they had. And oh wow, it was full of clothes and stuff, or stuffs as some Serbs say. It's full of stuff and clothes, and if you need anything that you could find at Walmart, that's where you'll find it. So we went over there and talked to a few people. I went on around town, talked to some people, and I had woke up that morning with a sore throat, but didn't think anything about it because it's that time of year, frankly. And so I went on during that day. I was feeling really pretty good. Went to language class. While we were sitting in language class, I ended up and just started feeling worse and worse and worse as class went on. I talked to our language teacher a little bit about medicine for a sore throat, what you can get at the pharmacy, what she would get at the pharmacy, all of that sort of thing. And this is on top of Lydia kind of coming down with a cold the day before when we had a short conversation with our language teacher about what to do with kids when they have a stuffy nose, because she has a daughter that just turned one, so she's kind of in on these things. So anyway, we found that out. We went back to the apotheca where we got Lydia some saline drops and got me some throat lozenge things, cough droppy type things. I don't know if they exist all around the world or not. They're called Strepsils. The pharmacist was talking to us, and what I got out of the conversation, what we bought was either the strong stuff meant for when you had a really bad sore throat, or it was the not so bad stuff, the more like candy stuff that you take when it's just not so bad. So I got one of those two, and I'm not real sure which one I got, but I got the ones that our language teacher recommended. And I took a couple of those, and they seemed to help. I quit drinking Turkish coffee for a couple of days. Hadn't had any since, like, Tuesday. And really miss it, by the way. But I've had some tea. Had tea with honey in it. So, you know, that's been good. I've been blowing my nose. I found some local Sudafed that I've been taking as I need to for my stuffed up nose. So anyway, I was sick Tuesday, well I guess really Wednesday. I was really sick, I skipped language. My body just kind of ached all over. I don't want to say it was the flu, because I really got over that like in a day. But it really took it out of me. I spent the next day just kind of relaxing. I felt better, but I didn't want to go out and do too much. I did go back to language class that day. Because of that, I'm feeling better now. I sound like I'm sick, and if you ever hear me cough, I sound like I'm coughing up a lung, but I really am feeling better. So we'll see how that goes. You've probably noticed that I'm sounding better. There's not this annoying in the background. Or at least I hope there isn't. I haven't listened to this yet. But I'm recording this a different way. Instead of recording it on my laptop with just a standard speaker or microphone there, I switched to my MP3 player, my Sansa SanDisk, and I'm going to try and record it there. I'll listen to it, post it up. If you have any feelings one way or another about it, just let me know. If you don't mind the noise, or if you know how I can get rid of the noise, that would be really awesome. Because I really would rather sit at my laptop and talk and do the recording on Audacity. That's what I've been doing it on. So, anyway, if you have any of those sorts of ideas, let me know. I'm running a little bit short here of our 10 minutes. I've got about 3 minutes left, it looks like. We'll just end with some prayer requests that we have. We have some friends coming from the United States. They should land here not tomorrow, Sunday. As I record this, it's Saturday, and it's about 3 o'clock local time. So not tomorrow, Sunday, a week from tomorrow, they land in Belgrade. They'll be here for about a week. We've talked to them via email. They're really excited about coming, and we're really excited about having them here. Getting to connect up with some old friends and that sort of thing. So pray for them as they travel. We'd like to ask you to continue to pray for us that we feel better. Lydia has this annoying kind of cough, kind of like I have, hanging around. It's been waking her up a little bit earlier than normal during the night. So she's not been sleeping as well as she could. We've sent an email to a couple of friends in the U.S. who are big into, I don't really know what to call it, like herbal medicine, natural cures, those sorts of things are kind of big here. And if you, from what we've experienced, the one time we went to the doctor, they kind of expect you to have done those things already, or if you haven't, that's what they're going to tell you to start off with. So we've sent an email to a couple of friends asking what we can do about this cough Lydia has. I've still got a hanging cough, but like I mentioned before, I'm feeling fine. Cindy has kind of staved off the worst of it. She spent a piece of a day kind of feeling pretty bad, but God watched over her and kept her from getting as bad as I was. And I guess along those lines, we're willing to take any suggestions you might have for common home remedies, that sort of thing. When I woke up with a sore throat, I did the standard salt water and warm water gargle thing. And in fact, we had a pretty interesting conversation with our language teacher about that very thing. So if you have any other suggestions, things we could do about colds that, you know, we may or may not be able to get your favorite herb for whatever here, but if it's, I'll look for this cup of tea or that sort of thing, we can go look for that, or, you know, something like mix vinegar and honey and salt. Just put a comment on our blog, send us an email, let us know the proportions, and we'll give it a shot. When we get sick, we want you to, well, I mentioned our upcoming week, mentioned us getting better, and always, I guess the election is in the forefront of everyone's mind. I mean, it's in my mind here. So I'm sure in the States, watching campaign ads, yes, we don't get to see those. So I'm not having to waste time listening to the politicians lie. I don't really care about that. But anyway, as we near this election season, just continue to pray. Pray for wisdom. Pray that God would let you know who you're supposed to vote for. We have our absentee ballots coming, and I don't have a clue who I'm going to vote for. And along those lines, I made a blog post to our blog, a short video clip, a couple minutes long, that you may be interested in watching. You might have to scroll down by the time you hear this, but I just posted it today, maybe an hour or so ago. So you might find that interesting. Well, I see I've passed the 10-minute mark, and I'm going to add a song to this one too, another song from Don Francisco, just to get the word out. You can find a link to his blog on, or not his blog, his website, where you can go get some music, where you can contribute, where you can help support his ministry of making his music freely available to people on the internet, so that the message, the good news of the gospel, can be spread to the nations. And thank you for your time. If you have any suggestions for things that we can talk about, anything you'd like to know about Serbia, about us, about what we have going on, about what the weather is like, anything, just post a comment on our blog, send us an email, give us a phone call. You can call us on a U.S. phone number. It won't cost you any more than a long-distance phone call would in the States. So we'll hopefully talk to you again around the same time next week. Bye.
Now way back there in Jesus' time, the Pharisees walked so proud. They thought that they had the way to God. They prayed the prayers out loud. But Jesus said they had hell to pay for the pretense and the games they'd play. I'm glad that's not like us today. We wouldn't act like that. Everybody else but me. Everybody else but me. He was talking to the hypocrite and Pharisee. Everybody else but me. I went to church one day last month. The preacher preached real good. He talked about true commitment, New Testament brotherhood. He talked about watching the things we say, the gossip that can wound and slay. I sure wish Joe had been there that day, 'cause he really needed to hear it. Everybody else but me. Everybody else but me. He was talking to the hypocrite and Pharisee. Everybody else but me. Jesus made disciples. He told them what they had to do. Turn their backs on everything except what he called them to. He said, take up your cross, follow me, deny yourself, and you'll be free. But he met those guys back in Galilee. That was just for them back then. Everybody else but me. Everybody else but me. He was talking to those people back in Galilee. Everybody else but me. Everybody else but me. Everybody else but me. He was talking to the hypocrite and Pharisee. Everybody else but me.